Trish McGregor with your Star Power Astrology Forecast for November. Thanks for joining me. Okay, the important dates this month, November 1st, there's a new moon in Scorpio, and it trines Saturn in Pisces. On the 3rd, Venus in Sag opposes Jupiter in Gemini. On the 15th, there's a full moon at 24 degrees Taurus conjunct with Uranus and trine to Pluto. On November 19th, Pluto enters Aquarius. On the 25th, Mercury in Sag turns retrograde until December 15th. Ouch. Okay, the retro begins at 9:42 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:42 p.m. Pacific Time on November 25th, and ends, like I said, on the 12:15 at 3:56 p.m. Eastern and 12:56 p.m. Pacific. Yes, this may throw a big wrench into your Thanksgiving plans and holiday shopping, but remember the three R's that help you navigate this period more smoothly. Revise, review, and reconsider. Don't sign any contracts. Don't start anything new. If old issues surface, deal with them and move on. Now let's take a look at what the month has in store for each sign. Aries. The new moon in Scorpio on November 1st occurs near 8th house, the house of shared resources, the paranormal, and things like credit cards, insurance, and mortgages. The new moon trines Saturn in Pisces. So new opportunities surface for you to communicate with a dead loved one, human or animal, or to experience, teach, or write about some facet of the paranormal. You also may get a significant break in your insurance, credit, or on a mortgage. Your partner could land a major raise. The trine from Saturn provides the structure. On the 3rd, Venus in Sagittarius opposes Jupiter in Gemini. Something goes awry today in the romance department or with a creative project, and it looks as if miscommunication is the reason why. It's a bit early to blame this on the retrograde, so tackle the problem as soon as you can. The full moon in Taurus on November 15th is conjunct Uranus and trine Pluto in Capricorn. The aspects of this full moon indicate an unexpected surprise in finances that could be the result of a new responsibility you're assigned or that you take on in your professional life. It's a positive development, Aries, so dive in and enjoy it. On the 19th, Pluto enters Aquarius in your 11th house. The planet of transformation first enters Aquarius in January 2023, but kept retrograding back into Capricorn. Now it will be in this sign, Aquarius, for the next 20 years, deepening your connection to your network of friends and colleagues and urging you to reach for your dreams. You may need to lay out a strategy of some kind regarding your brand or network, but it's the kind of thing you're good at, so get busy. Brainstorm with yourself and trusted friends and colleagues. On the 25th, Mercury turns retro in Sagittarius in your 9th house. Ouch. If you've planned a trip for the Thanksgiving holidays, be aware that it's not the best time to travel. If you're traveling by air, there may be major hiccups, a late or canceled flight, for instance, a route deviation, bad seating, take your pick. If you're traveling by car, take your time, don't feel rushed, and keep to the speed limit. In fact, this holds true for any travel until December 15th, when Mercury turns direct again. Taurus. On November 1st, the new moon in Scorpio in your 7th house trines Saturn in Pisces in your 11th. The new opportunities appear in the partnership area. If you've been searching for a business partner, the right person shows up. Or if you're single and have been hoping to meet a romantic partner, the right person surfaces in your life. Either of these people could be part of your network already. The 13th features an annoying opposition between Venus and Sag and Jupiter and Gemini. This one impacts the financial axis in your chart. It looks as if a female client or employer doesn't like the way you've handled a job. If the job involved your creativity, you may dislike what the client employer wants you to change. Just keep in mind that if getting paid is the goal, it's best to make the requested changes. On the 15th, the full moon in your sign Taurus is conjunct Uranus and trine Pluto in Capricorn. You're completing a project with surprising ease and may even be ahead of schedule. The trine to Pluto gives this project unusual depth and may trigger an idea for your next endeavor. On the 19th, Pluto enters Aquarius in your 10th house. The planet of transformation first entered Aquarius in January 2023, but kept retrograding back into Capricorn. Now it will be in this sign for the next 20 years, deepening your connection to your professional life as it changes and morphs. Look back to late January and late March through June of 2023 for what was going on in your career at that time. On the 25th, Mercury in Sagittarius turns retrograde and doesn't turn direct again until December 15th. This may mess up your holiday shopping, your Thanksgiving plans, and any number of other things. However, by following the rule of the three R's, you'll be able to navigate this period more successfully. Review, revise, reconsider. Don't sign contracts. This one occurs near 8th house, so keep an eye on your bank accounts. Gemini. On the 1st, the new moon in Scorpio occurs near 6th house, and it's trying to Saturn in Pisces in your 10th. So the new opportunities will surface in your daily work. If you've applied for a new job, you may get it, or you may take on a new responsibility at work or land a promotion. Saturn in Pisces is trine, so this task or responsibility certainly benefits you professionally. The 3rd features an opposition between Venus and Sag and Jupiter in your sign. Ouch. When these two planets are locked in opposition, you tend to take on too much or you react excessively. In this instance, if a romantic relationship is involved, you may bend over backward and attempt to explain or make amends. Don't. Take a couple of deep breaths and move on with your day. The 15th brings a full moon in Taurus in your 12th house, with Uranus conjunct and Pluto in Capricorn trying to it. Something in your inner life is reaching completion, an issue, a concern, a hurdle. It seems to occur suddenly and unexpectedly, and oddly, this completion may result in money for you or a partner. On the 19th, Pluto enters Aquarius in your 9th house. In late January 2023, Pluto first entered Aquarius but kept retrograding back to Capricorn. Now will be in a sign for the next 20 years, deepening your beliefs, spirituality, and worldview in significant ways. Look back to late January and late March through June of 2023 for what was going on in your spiritual world at the time. Some of those events may repeat. Okay, the Mercury retrograde of Sagittarius begins on November 25th and ends on December 15th. This may result in a messed up Thanksgiving, especially if you're traveling. Do holiday shopping before or after those dates. Otherwise, you may be in the return line at some point after the holidays. To navigate this period more successfully, don't sign any contracts and follow the three R's, revise, review, and reconsider. Cancer. The new moon on the 1st is in Scorpio, your 5th house, and it trines Saturn in Pisces in your 9th. Water signs, just like you, Cancer. The new opportunities that surface will be with kids, romance, and creativity. If you and your partner have been hoping to start a family, this new moon may bring the good news. If you work in a creative field, then you may land a new gig. Regardless, this is a day to anticipate. The 3rd features an opposition between Venus and Sag in your 6th house, and Jupiter and Gemini in your 12th. A female work colleague may interfere in your daily work routine today. She may think you're expanding things too quickly or not following protocol. Oppositions are usually problematic, but don't try to solve it today. Wait until a day when the aspects are better for honest communication. The full moon in Taurus on the 15th occurs near your 11th house and is conjunct Uranus and trine to Pluto. Use today's energy to touch base with your network of colleagues and friends. A newsletter, an update, or just a friendly email will be appreciated. If you have a new strategy, mention it. Discuss it. On the 19th, Pluto enters Aquarius in your 8th house. In late January 2023, Pluto first entered Aquarius but kept retrograding back into Capricorn. Now it will be in this sign for the next 20 years, deepening your psychic ability and sensitivity to the unseen. Look back to late January and late March through June of 2023 for what was going on in your life at that time in terms of income, in terms of credit cards, insurance, mortgages. Some of those things may be repeated. On the 25th, Mercury in Sagittarius turns retrograde in your 6th house until December 15th. Yes, this may mess up your Thanksgiving plans and your holiday shopping. Just remember to not sign any contracts during this period and to follow the rules of the three R's. Revise, review, and reconsider. Leo. On the 1st, the new moon in Scorpio takes place in your 4th house. It trines Saturn in Pisces in your 8th house. If your home is on the market, you get an offer for your asking price, or something you're working on at home increases the value of your home, improvements of some sort. New opportunities surface in your 4th house with home, family, or personal environment. Perhaps someone in your family announces a pregnancy. On the 3rd, Venus in Sag opposes Jupiter in Gemini. This aspect impacts your 5th and 11th houses. It looks as if a romantic relationship isn't expanding the way you'd like, and it impacts your network in some way. Perhaps the romantic interest is part of your network or has been critical of it. Don't try to resolve this today. The full moon in Taurus on November 15th is conjunct Uranus and trine to Pluto. This moon occurs near your career area, and you've got a pleasant surprise coming up concerning a task you've taken on in your daily work. Whatever this is, it has a positive impact on your professional life. However, as a fire sign, this earth energy may feel weighted to you. On the 19th, Pluto enters Aquarius in your 7th house again. In late January 2023, Pluto first entered Aquarius, then slipped back into Capricorn. This repeated several times thanks to Pluto's retrograde motion. But on the 19th, when Pluto enters Aquarius again, that's where it will stay for the next 20 years. So for clues about what this may mean for you, look back to late January and to late March through June 2023. On the 25th, Mercury turns retrograde in Sagittarius in your 5th house and doesn't turn direct again until December 15th. It may mess with your Thanksgiving plans if you're traveling, with your holiday shopping, with your life generally. Just remember, don't sign any contracts, and try to follow the rule of the 3 R's, revise, review, and reconsider. Virgo, on the 1st, the new moon in Scorpio occurs in your 3rd house and trines Saturn in Pisces. New opportunities surface in communication for writing, teaching, conducting, workshops, podcasting. The Saturn trine provides the structure, which is your business or personal partner. The 3rd house also governs the conscious mind, so you have new opportunities now to learn about whatever interests you. On November 3rd, Venus in Sag opposes Jupiter in Gemini. It looks as if someone in your personal environment objects to the time you're spending in your professional life. It may be a woman, sister, child, lover, and this problem can be resolved with some honest communication. On the 15th, the full moon in fellow Earth sign Taurus is in your 9th house, conjunct Uranus and trine Pluto. You may travel abroad, a trip that comes up suddenly and unexpectedly and deepens your creative approach. Or you teach a workshop in your particular expertise, and everyone who attends loves it. Whatever the event, you're the star, Virgo. On the 19th, Pluto enters Aquarius in your 6th house. In late January 2023, Pluto first entered Aquarius, then retrograded back into Capricorn. This repeated several times thanks to Pluto's backward motion. But on the 19th, when Pluto enters Aquarius again, that's where it will stay for the next 20 years. So for clues about what this may mean for you, look back to that time period I just mentioned. What events in your daily life, your daily work life had changed, improved? On the 25th, Mercury turns retro in Sag in your 5th house and doesn't turn direct again until December 15th. This may mess up your Thanksgiving, especially if you're traveling, and your holiday shopping too. Best to wait on the latter after Mercury turns direct so you aren't in the return line at the end of the holidays. If your home is on the market, don't close on it until after December 15th, and don't sign any contracts. In fact, use the 3 R's to navigate this period more successfully. Review, revise, and reconsider. Libra. On the 2nd, there's a new moon in Scorpio in your 2nd house, and it's trine to Saturn in Pisces. So your new opportunities will surface in income with this new moon, and it can come from anywhere. A new job, a new gig, something you're doing part-time, the sale of a creative project. The trine suggests that something you're doing in your daily work routine provides the structure for this increase. The opposition on the 3rd is between Venus in Sag in your 3rd house and Jupiter in Gemini in your 9th. A sister, daughter, or a female friend has an issue about something that forces you to rethink plans you may have for a trip overseas. It might be something as simple as finding someone else to watch your pets or stay in your place when you're gone. The full moon in Taurus on November 15th is conjunct with Uranus and trine to Pluto. A pleasant financial surprise is headed your way today, and it impacts your home and family. It's a good day to buy a lottery ticket, Libra. On the 19th, Pluto enters Aquarius and your fifth house. In late January 2023, Pluto first entered Aquarius, then retrograded back into Capricorn. This repeated several times thanks to Pluto's backward motion. But on the 19th, when Pluto enters Aquarius again, that's where it will stay for the next 20 years. So for clues about what this may mean for you, look back to late January and March through June of 2023. What events in your creative life changed? Did something unusual occur with your kids? On the 25th, Mercury turns retrograde in Sag in your third house and doesn't straighten out again until December 15th. Yes, this may mess up your Thanksgiving plans, especially if you're traveling, and it may screw up holiday shopping, too. That said, to navigate this period more successfully, don't sign any contracts and follow the rules of the three R's: review, revise, and reconsider. Scorpio, the month kicks off the new moon in your sign on the 1st, and it's trine to Saturn in Pisces. New opportunities surface for you, and whatever they are, you're delighted. It looks as if your creativity, your kids, or a romantic relationship provide the structure for this new opportunity. If you and your partner have been trying to start a family, there could be news about a pregnancy. The opposition on the 3rd is between Venus and Sag in your 2nd house and Jupiter and Gemini in your 8th. This one impacts your financial axis. If you're self-employed, then your client, a woman, may want changes to the project before she pays you. If you have a regular job, your employer wants some changes before you're paid. Regardless, getting paid is the issue. This can probably be resolved with communication. The full moon in Taurus on the 15th occurs in your 7th house of partnerships. It's conjunct Uranus and trine to Pluto. You've got a pleasant surprise coming up in the partnership area. You may find the ideal business partner, or you and the person you're involved with now decide to move in together or get married. Whatever's going on, your neighborhood and siblings are all talking about it. Pluto enters Aquarius in your 4th house on the 19th. In late January 2023, Pluto first entered Aquarius and retrograded back into Capricorn. This repeated several times thanks to Pluto's backward motion. But on the 19th, when Pluto enters Aquarius again, that's where it will stay for the next 20 years. So for clues about what this may mean for you, look back to late January and also March through June 2023. What events in your family life changed? Did you move? Did someone announce a pregnancy? On the 25th, Mercury turns retrograde in Sagittarius in your 2nd house of income. Ouch. This lasts until December 15th and may screw up your Thanksgiving plans, especially if you're traveling any distance. Be sure to keep tabs on your bank accounts. To navigate this retro period more successfully, don't sign any contracts and follow the rule of the three R's: revise, review, and reconsider. Sagittarius. The new moon in Scorpio on the 1st occurs in your 12th house. It trines Saturn in Pisces. A new opportunity surfaces to work behind the scenes in some capacity. As a producer, ghostwriter, an assistant, or partner with someone, or a partner for someone who wishes to remain anonymous, or perhaps you find the right therapist, the trine provides the structure for this new opportunity. On the 3rd, Venus in your sign opposes Jupiter in Gemini. It looks as if you have a falling out with your business or romantic partner. It may concern a creative endeavor, a rumor, trouble from a woman. Oppositions are challenging, and honest communication can help in resolving the issue, whatever the cause. The full moon in Taurus on the 15th is conjunct Uranus and trine to Pluto in Capricorn. A pleasant surprise may emerge in your daily work that brings in additional income. Pluto is about deep transformation, so if this increase in income pleases you, keep up the good work. On the 19th, Pluto enters Aquarius in your 3rd house. In late January 2023, Pluto first entered Aquarius, then retrograded back into Capricorn. This repeated several times thanks to Pluto's backward motion. But on the 19th, when Pluto enters Aquarius again, that's where it will stay for the next 20 years. So for clues about what this may mean for you, look back to late January and March through June 2023. What events changed in your life? On the 25th, Mercury turns retro in your sign and doesn't turn direct again until December 15th. If you're traveling over Thanksgiving, your plans may go haywire. Try to go with the flow, whatever it is, and remember not to sign any contracts or begin anything new. Follow the three R's for navigating this period more smoothly. Revise, review, and reconsider. Capricorn. The new moon in Scorpio on the 1st occurs near 11th house and is trying to Saturn in Pisces. Both of these water signs are compatible with your earth sign sun, a major plus for you. The new opportunities this new moon ushers in will be in your 11th house of networks. Something you may have initiated recently could send your network viral, and as a result, you garner a lot of attention. Saturn provides a structure, and that structure is all about communication, word of mouth. On the 3rd, there's an opposition between Venus and Sag in your 12th house and Jupiter and Gemini in your 6th. Jupiter has been expanding your daily work responsibilities, but today that all comes to a standstill. Someone behind the scenes, possibly a woman, challenges what you're doing in your daily work. This may require a concession from you of one kind or another. The full moon in fellow Earth sign Taurus on the 15th is conjunct Uranus and trine to Pluto. You have a pleasant surprise headed your way with your creative endeavors, and you don't see it coming. Pluto in your sign brings depth to the way you approach things today. Take note of how everything feels. On the 19th, Pluto enters Aquarius and your second house. In late January 2023, Pluto first entered Aquarius, then retrograded back into Capricorn. This repeated several times thanks to Pluto's backward motion. But on the 19th, when Pluto enters Aquarius again, that's where we'll stay for the next 20 years. So for clues about what this may mean for you, look back to late January and March through June of 2023. What events changed in your life? Did your finances change in some significant way? Then we come to November 25th, when Mercury turns retrograde in Sagittarius. Ugh. It will last until December 15th. If you're traveling over Thanksgiving, be vigilant for snafus in your plan, your lodgings, all of it. Don't sign any contracts and follow the rule of the three R's for smoother sailing. Revise, review, and reconsider. Aquarius. Yes, life probably feels fairly weird about now, and this month the weirdness factor will ramp up. On the 1st, there's a new moon in Scorpio in your career area, Saturn and Pisces transit. New opportunities will surface in your professional life. If you've been applying for jobs, then the right job lands in your lap and it opens up a whole new career area. If it isn't in the exact area you'd hope for, the pay is good, so you go with it, at least for a while. The trick is to set your intentions, your goals. Once Pluto enters your sign on the 19th, that should become easier to do. The 3rd brings an opposition between Venus in Sag and Jupiter in Gemini, your 5th and 11th house axis. While Jupiter's been busy expanding your creative options, a woman in your network stirs up trouble in some way and you're forced to deal with it. Best to resolve it through communication, if possible. The full moon in Taurus on the 15th occurs near 4th house. Uranus is conjunct and Pluto in Capricorn is trine. It looks like you have a positive surprise coming up in your family, personal environment, and it could be almost anything that delights you. You sell your home for your asking price. Someone in the family announces a pregnancy, a marriage, a move. On the 19th, Pluto enters your sign, Aquarius. In late January 2023, Pluto first entered Aquarius, then retrograded back into Capricorn. This repeated several times thanks to Pluto's retrograde motion. But on the 19th, when it enters your sign again, that's where it will stay for the next 20 years. So for clues about what this may mean for you, look back to late January and to March through June of 2023. What events changed in your life? Did you get married, divorce, hit the lottery, get published, sell your screenplay? On the 25th, Mercury turns retrograde in Sagittarius in your 11th house and doesn't turn direct again until December 15th. If you're traveling for Thanksgiving, plans are likely to change. Something with your network may go haywire. Holiday shopping may be impeded in some way. Don't sign any contracts during this period and follow the rule of the three R's to navigate the retro more smoothly. Revise, review, and reconsider. Pisces. The new moon and fellow water sign Scorpio on the first should be good for you, Pisces. It trines Saturn in your sign and occurs in your ninth house. You may have an opportunity to travel abroad, conduct a workshop in your expertise, go to law school, immerse yourself in your spirituality. Saturn in your sign provides the structure for these new opportunities. On the third, Venus in Sag opposes Jupiter in Gemini. Jupiter is expanding has been expanding your home and family life, your personal environment, for months now, and has spilled over into your professional life. Today, a female colleague stirs up trouble that impacts your home life. The full moon in Taurus on the 15th occurs in your third house, is conjunct Uranus and trine to Pluto. You're ready to chat and discuss and argue with virtually anyone who crosses your path today. Whether the topic is the election, climate change, or the cost of living, you've got your opinions, your slant, and you're eager to share it. You may also offer deep intuitive insight into all this. The Pluto trine suggests it may become a facet of your network. On the 19th, Pluto enters Aquarius in your 12th house. In late January 2023, Pluto first entered Aquarius, then retrograded back into Capricorn. This repeated several times thanks to Pluto's retrograde motion. But on the 19th, when Pluto enters Aquarius again, that's where it will stay for the next 20 years, in your 12th house. So for clues about what this may mean for you, look back to late January of 2023 and March through June of 2023. What events changed your life? My sense is your intuition deepens a lot during this long transit, and you've seen evidence of that already. But what else happened in your life during those periods? On the 25th, Mercury turns retrograde in Sag in your career area and doesn't turn direct again until December 15th. If you're traveling over Thanksgiving, the retro may screw up your plans. Be vigilant in your professional life and be sure to communicate clearly with colleagues and employers. Don't sign any contracts. To navigate this period more smoothly, follow the rules of the three R's: revise, review, and reconsider.
Thanks for joining the Mystical Underground. Visit www.themysticalunderground.com for the latest blog post and book info. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Listen to the podcast at podcast.themysticalunderground.com. Follow Trish and Rob on Instagram at Trish and Rob McGregor. Follow us on Twitter at The Mystic Cast. Send email to podcast@themysticalunderground.com. And until next week, thank you for listening and stay mystical.